This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning and welcome. And happy Friday. What a night it was, wasn't it? Had the NFL draft, the Steelers made their selection, and we have some other teams to make fun of as well for some of their selections. We can do that in due time. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe, and when the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, the Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. So, we got a couple things to get into. First of all, it's cold outside this morning, and I don't appreciate that. I thought spring was here, and it doesn't seem to be right now or for the weekend. It's going to be rainy. It's not going to warm up till closer to next week. So if you're going out early this morning, just be careful. It's going to warm up a little bit like it did yesterday, so it's not going to be freezing. But if you're out early this morning, perhaps a jacket would be appropriate if you've got, if you're sensitive to the cold. So, all right, enough of my weather talk. Pirates lost yesterday, so we'll get into that a little bit. If we have time, I'm sure many of you want to talk about the draft, though, so we'll definitely talk about that. But the Pirates, too many errors and, you know, not enough fundamental baseball. And then a couple guys in the series that may have been an interest to sign with the Pirates, sign with the Brewers, and then hit home runs off them in this series. Not a terrible series with a two-game split, but, you know, yeah. That's, I'm slightly annoyed, but if I have time later, I'll talk about that. But let's focus on the NFL draft, because several things that we expected to happen did not. Although the first few picks were pretty predictable, and then things got a little off the rails, and now they're coming back down. I do want to make a quick, I really was answering to make fun of this team. The Atlanta Falcons signed Kirk Cousins to pretty much a mega contract, right? A pretty big contract. I think we think that's odd because, you know, we don't think he's that good. But for some reason, his agent is able to sell him well and teams bite on him as a good quarterback. So the Falcons signed him. And the Falcons go out and eighth overall draft a quarterback. I mean, I don't quite understand the logic from that sense when you have so many other holes on your team and you're already signed a quarterback to a mega deal and this quarterback class, you know, I mean, I think, what, top three quarterbacks went off the board with the first three picks anyway. So why go out there and get a quarterback? Michael Penix Jr. I'm sure it'll be good. And the Falcons, said that, I think their general manager went out there and said that there's the Penix Jr. is the future. Still focused on Cousins right now, but still, plenty of time to get a quarterback in the first round. That's just thoughts. So that's my, that's the pick that has me scratching my head this morning. There are a few others, but that one just is on my mind. You have the eighth overall pick and, yeah, several offensive players went off the board as well first, so I don't think it was a record breaker yesterday, but definitely a lot of teams choosing offense and quarterbacks in those first rounds, which isn't too surprising, but they were on record-setting pace for a little bit. They were on a watch for that yesterday. Steelers, number 20 overall. They didn't trade any assets, and they did indeed take Troy Fatanu out of Washington, and this isn't unexpected. This was their guy, and then now this becomes the question. You're welcome to engage in the conversation as well. Tell me what you think about Fatanu. 412-928-9370. Get a phone line. Express your opinion about your excitement, your doubt. Maybe you weren't surprised at all, because not many were. This was the guy that was kind of floated out there as being anticipated to be picked by the Steelers. So give me a call, 412-928-9370. If you'd like to talk about anything in the draft, you're welcome to get a phone line with me this morning, and we can have a conversation about it, express your opinion this morning, get your reactions in here. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. Mention me in a post, and I'll read it, and maybe I'll respond to it. But Fatanu, so here's the big question, and here's what the Steelers, I think Tomlin kind of talked about this in his press conference yesterday, in his response and in the team's response, really, as he represents it. It seems like the Steelers are likely going to implement him into a starter role immediately. It looks like Broderick Jones and Troy Fatanu are going to play tackle on each side of the line, and that's going to solidify the line. And really, you might have a swing tackle in Dan Moore Jr. out there, but Fatanu is the guy. And it looks like the Steelers aren't going to wait around to put him in like they did with Broderick Jones last season, which I'm excited for. You like to see those top picks be implemented into the games. And like we talk about, the Steelers are not doing things like they used to. So it would make sense for them to use their first-round pick in the first year instead of sitting him on the bench and just waiting for his quote-unquote development. And the Steelers weren't even going to put Jones in. It took a dispute with another lineman and Mike Tomlin to put Broderick Jones in at all. But I think now that the Steelers are starting to see the benefits of putting Jones in, and it looks like they're going to have faith in Fatanu to start immediately, to solidify both sides of the line at tackle with a dude who has 34.5-inch arms. He's 6'4", but long arms. I mean, he's going to be fine. I mean, this is one reason that excites me, is that you have both sides of your line now that are solidified. Dan Moore Jr. is fighting for his life, if he even has one left, because you've got two young guys now on each side of the line at tackle who are really going to solidify that outside part of the line, and that's what you want. So personally, just my initial reaction, excited about this, am I? For a guy, and the Steelers got their guy too, and that's always exciting to see. Like when you see, all the reports out there, all the boards that go out there, and the Steelers throw out there that they're interested in these guys, and they've got, their idea of who they want, and then they go out and get that guy. That's exciting. So it's exciting for them. It's exciting for us as fans, knowing that they did indeed address the line, which is something that I was kind of leaning toward anyway. They addressed the line. They didn't address center yet, but they addressed a part of the line that is crucial. And now you've got two tackles on each side that can give you results. 412-928-9370. Got a caller on the line now who wants to talk. So good morning. What's your name?
Andy.
All right. What's up?
I thought they should have went for the center first.
Defender? What position?
The center.
Well, center's an offensive player.
That's what I said, the center.
Oh, I thought you said defender. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you properly. No. You thought they should have went for center? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's only three decent ones out there you should have went for.
Sure. Oh, Andy, thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, I'm with that point of view to an extent. Now, just kind of understanding where the Steelers were mocked, it just seems like that they were leaning that way. Now, what they should have done and what they did, yeah, we can have that discussion of what we think. Center is still important to address. Maybe they think they have one of those stopgap guys who can go back in there that they already have on their roster that can fill that role. Maybe they're going to pick a center in the second round. Maybe they're going to pick a receiver in the second round. There's a very slight chance now from rumblings and trying to make sense of things that maybe they'll pick up a quarterback. Probably not so likely now because a lot of the big quarterbacks went off the board, but that's a lesser chance. There's just some things that I've heard floated out there. But I don't really know where they're going to lean here in the second round and what they're going to address necessarily because they've got big holes at wide receiver and they don't have an established center right now. And I don't really know what they think about that, like who their center is going to be, because they could use somebody already on the roster that's not really a center but can play the position and hold down that position. I'm not a big fan of that, though, just based on what happened with Kendrick Green when they had him on the roster. I'm not a big fan of stopgap guys. Now, again, I think he was thrown in there without having much, you know, experience recently. But, like, still, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the stopgap guys. So I'm with you there, Andy, to an extent. I understand why you may have wanted a center, and I'm with that, and they need to address that. At some point, I'm not going to have faith in a guy that's just put in there as like a secondary position. That would not inspire faith in me. But if you look at this pick on its face, it's a pick that gives them two strong sides of the line. Because then you pick a center, and now we're still sitting here thinking about, okay, what's Dan Moore Jr.? How's he going to play into this? Now Dan Moore Jr. is not really favored anymore. He's not really, he is fighting for a job at this point, which I'm not sure that he's going to be able to win with two first-round choices on each side of the line. So that's why I think they did this, because instead of addressing that center position in the first round, they said, all right, let's get ourselves a guy who can give us a strong offensive line and give us depth at that position. Now, again, a counter to that could be, okay, well, they have depth at this position now, but they still like don't have anybody elsewhere. And maybe they took Fatanu because other teams weren't so focused on center either, and they knew that they may have an option to draft a center come these next few rounds. So that could be it too. I mean, we don't know exactly what they're thinking. The mechanics of this change everything, you know. And with each pick, circumstances can change because one guy goes off the board, and somebody else might have had a plan to take that person, and then they're not available. So I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to these drafts. I'm sure the Steelers have some method though to what they're doing and taking a guy who is a hot commodity. I mean, I'm not sure he would have fallen to the second round, even if the Steelers wouldn't have picked him. But I mean, it's a good pick. A 6'4" guy with, again, those 34-inch arms, 34.5-inch arms. I mean, he's gonna be tough. And so that just excites me there on its face right now. And perhaps the high of the draft will start to leave me as, you know, as the days continue to go on and we really think and dissect this. But just, it's not a bad pick. You know, maybe you would have preferred a center. Maybe some of you out there would have preferred a receiver. Either way, you know, whoever they should have gotten or whoever they should have or shouldn't have taken. I mean, Fatanu's not one of those picks where when he was selected, I wasn't like, ah, man. You know, not like the Steelers are doing things too. Like, I mean, I think about the Falcons and I can't stop thinking about why take a quarterback in that spot. The Steelers at this point, like, they took a guy and I'm not thinking like, oh, why'd they take that guy? No, I'm thinking, hey, now you've got your line strengthened, and a big problem, a big inconsistency in Dan Moore Jr., that problem is being addressed and resolved now. So 412-928-9370, I'll take one more caller before I go to break. Good morning, what's your name?
Hi, Nicholas. Terry from Ligonier.
All right, what's up?
Yeah, Nicholas. I like the pick. I mean, he's a good player, but I just wish they would address getting Ayuk before the draft even started. Because now, who are we going to throw it to? I mean, we got Pickens and that's it. So I know we need an offensive line. I mean, I get that. But I just wish they would address getting a good receiver before, that way they'd been set up, you know, to take a center and a offensive guard or offensive tackle, I mean.
Sure. Well, Terry, let me tell you this, too. There's six rounds left in the draft. Do you not think that they, with their receiver history and the guys that they scout and they're interested in, do you not think that they could take a receiver maybe in one of these later rounds, the second, third round, that could be a legit piece?
I do, but, you know, he's proven. I mean, he's 25. He's a proven guy. I mean, we don't know what we're going to get in the draft.
Would you have traded the first round pick to get him?
I would have.
You would have?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Hey, Terry.
There's enough depth in draft. I think they could have still got a center and a tackle down the road.
Sure. All right. Hey, Terry, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I don't know that I would have spent a first round on Ayuk. Maybe a second. Not this year's first round, though. They have too many holes to be giving up picks like that. And it was a good conversation on the Fan Morning Show yesterday that Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson had with both Pat Bostic and Mark Caboli. Like, are the Steelers good enough this year? Are they legitimate Super Bowl contenders enough to mortgage their future in return for a guy that's going to be that next piece that gets them closer, if not holding the opportunity for a Super Bowl? And that's what you got to think when you give up picks as well. Brandon Ayuk would make this team better. Patrick Mahomes would make this team better. But how likely are you to acquire, you know, the big guys, the big name guys? And the line's got to be drawn somewhere. So are the Steelers a wide receiver away from winning a Super Bowl? I think not. They've got holes in a lot of places. Now, they addressed the quarterback situation in the offseason, which is great, and we were excited to see that. That doesn't mean that they still don't have that issues that need addressed and players that need to fill these other positions. They traded Deontay Johnson and put themselves in a deep hole. Maybe they did that out of spite. I don't know. There's no confirmation there. But they sent him to Carolina almost immediately after they signed Russell Wilson. So, you know, we can sit here and say we wanted Ayuk, but ask yourself that question, because I think it's a legitimate question to ask. Are the Steelers right now, or I guess even before this pick was made in Terry's argument, if you wanted to trade a first rounder, were the Steelers a Brandon Ayuk away from making it to the Super Bowl? And if the answer is no, you don't trade that first round pick. Because you need a guy like Fatanu. You need those first-round picks. You need that draft capital to be able to really build your team and strengthen it. And I know Steeler fans don't like hearing about the future, but it's not worth it to put yourself in an even deeper hole just to get a guy who is established, but, again, he's not the player that you are away from winning a Super Bowl. Building a strong foundation will make the house stand more firmly than a poor foundation. That was a bad analogy, but I think you get what I mean. Like, that's why they didn't trade it, and I wouldn't have supported that either, because, again, they're not a Brandon Ayuk away. You don't trade first-round picks when you're not that one player away from really contending. None of the Steelers can't go farther than they have before, but, I mean, Doran asked a great question yesterday. What does win now mean for a team that really doesn't feel like it's on a Super Bowl trajectory right now? Because the expectation right now for us is that they just win a playoff game. So they're talking about win now, but does win now mean win a playoff game, or does win now mean make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl? That's why I don't trade this first-round pick. I wouldn't, and I'm glad that they didn't. My name is Nicholas Eric Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show, talking mostly about the draft. If you want to react to the Pirates as well, you can. 412-928-9370. They lost yesterday in a tough one, so we can talk about that too. But if you have any other draft thoughts, that's mainly what we're talking about this morning. Any thoughts on the Steelers drafting Troy Fatanu in the first round, 20th overall. If you have any thoughts on any other teams, you want to make fun of any other team's picture, welcome to express yourself this morning, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at @Kallas_33. That's @Kallas_33. I'll take a quick break. I'll come right back. We'll talk more next. You're on the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Kellis, and this is The Fan Early Morning Show, reacting to the draft for a couple more minutes, and then we're going to pass it along to the Fan Morning Show pre-show. But I got a caller on the line right now who wants to talk, so I'll let this person now. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Rich. I'm a first-time caller.
Hello, Rich. What's up?
Hey, I was with that other that gentleman that last one talked about the center. I kind of agree with him. I mean, I know there's other issues they have to address, but I grew up in the 70s. I remember Mike Webster. I even met him in person. And, man, he was just a hop on that line. I mean, he helped Bradshaw, you know, different calls. He detected maybe a play wasn't going to work, and he helped Bradshaw change the play. But I just wanted to say that's what they need, someone like maybe they won't find somebody like a Webster. But anyway, I think that's something I think they should have addressed. And like I said before, I know they need to build up the interior line. I know I get it, but I think you need to you did have to have somebody around the center that's you got to build off of that. I believe.
Do you think they could find somebody in the second round that could do the job well enough?
I'm hoping. I don't know. I remember a couple years ago they could have had Tyler Linderbaum.
Yep.
And then still go down and get Kenny Pickett. But still, I mean.
The Ravens,
you know,
got him, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's water over the dam now. So, but, you know, yeah, we'll see what happens. It should be interesting.
Rich, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. First-time caller. It's very very good to hear. Thanks for calling in. And yeah, no, I get it. I understand why many of you out there wanted them to draft a center in the first round. My only justification could be that maybe they think that they have somebody down the line that they could pick up that other teams weren't looking at. And Fatanu was a hotter player that was going to go off the draft board sooner, that they wanted to scoop up before somebody else did, and maybe they got somebody down the line. They've got some plans. That's my only justification. But all of you out there that think that a center should have been addressed in the first round, there's nothing wrong with that, and I understand why you're saying that, and it makes sense. Yeah, for sure. They should have drafted they should address the center position in this draft. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that opinion. So for all of you out there saying that, I understand the longing for a center. My only justification, and I'm trying to speculate here just based on what I know, but my speculation is that they have somebody that was not as prominent to other teams that they feel like they can get in one of these next couple rounds. So I guess we just have to wait and see. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can go to sunchevy.com. Today, high of 70, low of 40. Clear skies throughout the day. And then tomorrow, a 60% chance of rain with a high of 70 and a low of 50. Then it's going to heat up next week. High temperatures expected to be in the 80s to start next week. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.